Aki, can you take the role, please?
Here we go. Christian Averroes, Lyndon Foley, Steve Kukar.
Here.
Thank you. Paul Martin.
Here.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
Here, sir.
Thank you. Maida Reason.
I'm here.
Okay. James Sagerton. Judy Hewitt.
Here.
Thank you. Michael Woodson.
Here.
Thank you. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
And I'm here. And I think the caller user one is Celine. Is that right?
Present.
Okay. All right. So we got the call. Thank you.
Great. Can somebody change Serene's name from caller user one to Serene? Aki, is it possible for you to read the agenda, please?
Sure. It could be modified as there are a few little inputs here, but basically,
sorry to interrupt, but Otis, if you're still here, if you can make me a co-host, I can change Serene's name to from caller user number one. Are you still there, Otis?
The Otis is still there.
Well, he may not be actually.
May not be listening. I'll give him a call.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Milo.
All right. Anyway, it's roll call, approval of the agenda, approval of the 18 minutes, although Apple Martin noted that we didn't approve the June one, too, so we'll cover that, too. And then basically an ED report discussing the 6 month of the financials. And then general discussion, I just simply put down bunch of ideas that were put forth by, like, Susan Young. And, it's like just, going over the, status of the fund drives, plans for the fund drive for the rest of the 2026. And, I think we should set up a mechanism on how we get a monthly financial report at each station to the finance committee. So we can address that. Anyway, that's it.
Sir, I also sent out to everybody a abbreviated, edited version of the August 6th Executive Director's Report, which actually had a number of fund drives noted on that and some other really interesting financial news. So that everybody got that about 3 hours ago.
Okay. All right, Fred.
So, is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, it's approved. Let's see if I can figure out where you've got this. The first thing on the agenda was the executive director's report.
Yes, well, and I have.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Good evening.
Floor is yours.
Okay. I have the, I'm pulling information from the ED report that was shared with the PNB on September 3rd. So I will add additional information to this report from details that I'll provide on the fundraising from all of the stations for this past fiscal year and then send that out to everybody in the committee. So,
Stephanie?
Yes.
We're putting a lot of work on you. Is there some other way that you can imagine that we might better handle this, like a report from Markeisha?
No, because the stations, when this committee meets, it's usually after I've already prepared the ED report for the PNB meeting. So I'm not writing an additional report for the National Finance Committee. But today when I was asked to provide the information on funds that were raised at each of the stations, what their fund drives were for this past fiscal year, I sent an email out. As soon as I got that email, I sent that email out to the general managers and told them to please provide me with information prior to 5 p.m. today, Pacific time. And so all of them provided me with information. Some of it I got just a mere 6 minutes ago. So so what I want to do is be able to compile that. I have all the notes on a Word document for myself that I will refer to. But then what I will do is I will add that information to the ED report that's already written and then just send that out to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so there's no additional work. So some people that were sitting already with the PNB meeting, they've probably already heard this. Or if you received the information already from your director that was at the PNB meeting. So with our audit, tax and regulatory compliance, our audit and tax process continues to make steady progress. Myself and Markeisha, our national business manager, are meeting once, sometimes twice a week with our auditors to review progress, address any outstanding items. If they have questions about something or need further information about something, we get that on a Tuesday. We're able to provide and get the updates that they need, put it back into the dashboard, which is the working area that we're working on with the auditors, and then discuss it again with them on Thursdays. So we did have a lot of outstanding financial information from one of the divisions, which was causing some of the delays. So we did receive, I would say, 99% of all of that information. And some of the information has to be updated, but we're working on that. It's not a problem, and it's not at this point slowing things down. So we are, based on our current progress, we are still looking at completing both fiscal year 22 and 23, which we're doing together, and then fiscal year 24 and 25 audits by the end of this current calendar year, 2026. So the audit firm is not working on 24 and 25 yet. They're finishing off 22 and 23, but we're working on getting all that information already for them for 24, 25. So when they're ready to assign that work to their team, all of that information will already be on the dashboard. Our 2025 taxes Form 990 with the IRS was completed and filed prior to the August 15th, 2026 deadline. And all of our taxes are available on pacifica.org. And also available on the website is a new letter from the IRS affirming, a new affirmation letter confirming that we are a active 501c3 nonprofit status, and that everything should be fixed on that website as well. So this is just a more formalized letter from the letter they originally sent us back in December. I also had quite a few conversations with the California Attorney General's office, and they have also agreed to update their online registry to reflect Pacifica's foundation status as active. In a lot of the discussions that I was having with the representatives from the California State Attorney General's office, they were telling me that the only outstanding requirement was submission of the foundation's completed Form 990s. And so the most recent ones that we filed, I forwarded to them. But what was interesting as well is that they were saying, oh, well, we haven't received, every time you file with them, with the California Attorney General's office, you have to also submit a payment of $400 and this other little postcard thing that you have to fill out. And so they were saying, oh, we haven't received that for, and they listed, you know, 23, 24. And I had the canceled checks and the forms that they had cashed with that $400 fee. So as I was talking to them on the phone, I said, I'm actually looking at the canceled checks right now for those $400. So they, you know, obviously they hadn't seen them, the person that I was on the phone with somehow, regardless, I don't need to know the details, but they hadn't really registered all that yet. So I was able to FedEx to them, the resubmission of all the information that we had submitted back in 2022 and 2023, submit to them the copies of the canceled checks, and then also the forms that were necessary that were already submitted with the 2025. So we, expected and anticipated to receive written confirmation from the Attorney General's office as well. And then they are going to remove any sort of status that's up there with the state and state that we are active. But in the meantime, I've asked them for a letter as well, because that might come faster than them fixing the website. So everything is completed and up to date there. Because we have all the taxes up on the website and that we are actively pursuing finishing off all of our audits, we're also preparing all the information and documentation that's necessary to get the platinum level recognition status through Candid, which is formerly GuideStar, which is an online system that a lot of people go to as kind of like the Better Business Bureau for nonprofits, that you can go and see what information and see if this is a, not, you know, anytime you're donating money to a nonprofit, that it is the, that there's using your money well, that they have the things in place and practices in place that need to be done. So we've been on a platinum level recognition before. So we just needed to get our taxes and such done. So we're happy that that is finished. And then the only other thing that really is in the ED report that we sent to the PNB was just an update on a court case that was Pacifica Foundation versus Steinberg, and oral arguments were heard on December 1st before the California Second District Court of Appeal. And the case has been fully briefed and argued before the court, and it is in the process now of issuing its decision after following review of the matter, and we should have a decision within the next 90 days. So as soon as we get that information, I will share that with everything else. And then the only other thing that was in the ED report, and I'll send this out to everybody. I don't know if we want to cover it here, but the remaining 7 pages of the report is really just an explanation that is detailing the comprehensive cleanup and reconciliation of our listener donor membership database, which was for the purpose of our elections, and how that entire process worked, and the number of original records that we have, how many duplications were removed, how many qualifying individuals were added, and just a background of how that whole process worked. So.
And if you're at the PNB meeting, you know all that already.
And I'll send it out to everybody, and it was all of that information is, it's very, you know, very detailed, going through all the math behind it, and, you know, how it was how it was deduped and things like that. So.
And this is the National Finance Committee, so we're not going to address any questions about, for some reason, I guess I didn't see the September 3rd, ED reporter. Maybe I did and just misplaced it. But in the August 6th report, you said due to delays in receiving critical financial information from one foundation unit, completion of the fiscal year 22-23 audits has been extended by approximately 6 weeks and is now anticipated in September of 2026. Has that been resolved?
Yes, I know that we will not have them finished by 2022. I mean, we will not have the 2022-2023 finished by the end of September, but we will have everything finished by the end of this calendar year. So the original date was that we were to have 22-23 finished in July. And then I've expressed my concerns already, you know, regarding the delays. And then that was pushed to September. But the deadline that we had provided to get some of that information wasn't quite met. And just to be on the safe side, and with the auditors, we're not saying that it's going to be done in September, but we're looking more of November, December to be able to finish all 4 years.
And we do have what you consider to be the main body of the data that we were waiting for.
Correct. There was just some little tiny things that we need to ask some questions on, some original documents for some older grants that give us better clarification as to how the funds were or weren't to, you know, how they were to be used, if there were any restrictions. There were some bank statements that were sent to us that the bank account numbers had been blocked out, which is normally what happens when we do ask the stations to get bank statements. The bank statement numbers, we will actually block out some of those account numbers just in case the papers get into the wrong hands. So it's little things like that, that once we go through it all, we are asking some questions. Everybody's been working with us nicely.
Along those same lines, do you now have access to every checking account for every station?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm feeling so much better now. Is there more for your report, or should we ask for questions?
we can do questions and then move on unless you want me to add the fundraising. It would be, I guess, kind of skipping with the agenda, but I could do the fundraising information from each of the stations if you'd like.
I see nobody's hands up, so I'm excited about fundraising. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, I sent information out to everybody and I asked all the general managers a week before the PNB meetings to send me updates about the station, anything they want to highlight, programs they want to share, anything that I can put into the ED report. And I do talk to the general manager on a regular basis. We have monthly meetings as a group and then I talk to each individual general manager. Usually a minimum of 3 to 4 times per week. And that's either phone calls, texts. Sometimes we have group meetings, whatever it is that they want to talk about. So one of the things though I am going to add, and I don't want to do this for the general managers, but at this point appears to be necessary, is just creating a very simple form that says, and I won't ask for it weekly. I'll ask for it every 2 weeks of how much money has been raised. If I need to do it for a week, I'm still debating that, but I don't want people to be bogged down with having to do a report every week when there's so many other things that they're dealing with. But basically I want to ask them how much money has been raised this week. How many new donors did you get? How many donors are you aware of that you lost? Are there records that can be up, any records that need to be updated? Just something that they don't have to actually make up the format themselves, but just a very simple form that they can fill out. And then if they can't fill it out, they can then hand it to their membership department, or if they have a business manager or something like that, that they can do. And then that'll give me better information than having to just kind of email and text people and asking, for stuff at a last minute. So we'll go alphabetically. And again, I'll put this into the ED report and add it to the end of the other one and then send it off to everybody. So for KPFA in 2026, they had a winter drive from February 17th through March 8th. It was 18 days long. They had a goal of $450,000. They had 90% of the goal was pledged at $408,000. I'm just going to round the numbers. You'll get the details in the report. They had 90% of the goal pledged at $408,000, and they had paid 89% of the pledge, which was $364,000. So of a goal of $450K, they made $364,000. They had a specialty drive in April 15th, for one day. That was for a celebration of their anniversary or their birthday. They had a goal of $30,000. 80% of the goal was pledged at $24,000. And then they received 97% of the pledged amount at $23,000. They added had another drive, their spring drive, which was May 5th through May 22nd, also 18 days. Their goal again was $450,000. They had 77% of the goal raised, pledged at $351,000. And then 85% of that pledge, of those pledges were paid. And so they made $298,000. Their summer drive was July 21st through July 29th. It was 9 days. They cut their average time there in half. They had a goal of $150,000. They reached 96% of the goal in pledges of $145,000. And of those pledges, 84% of it was paid at $123,000. So if you add, they had 4 drives, if you include the 1 day birthday drive, for a total of 46 days of fundraising. Total goal was $1,080,000. Total pledged of all of that was $928,244, with a total paid of those pledges of $808,472. So some of the information that it said, note, post drives. Okay, so they do have post drives do not include a typical pitch, meaning no interruption in programming, just a short 30-second ask to help us bridge the gap to reach the station's fund drive goal. No phone line number is given, just the station's donation page on kpfa.org. So a lot of the stations, after the pledge drive has finished, they still continue to tell people, we had a pledge drive, we're out of it now, we, you know, reached 96% of the goal, please help us close that gap. They are planning to have a post winter, oh no, there's still more drives. I'm sorry, moved on to my other page. They had a post-winter drive from March 7th through March 15th, which was 9 days. They had, oh, so these are the post-drives. Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. This is what I get for cutting and pasting right at the last minute. So they had post-drives with the drives you already had. So they had a post-winter fund drive. This is still KPFA. From March 7th through March 15th, 9 days, pledged of 18,433, which is, again, when they tell people to help us close that gap. And out of that 18,433, 15,000 of it was paid. The post-spring drive was also an additional 9 days, from May 23rd to May 31st, and they had pledged, again, help us close that gap, of 19,539, and of that 19,000, 16,535 was paid. And then their post-summer drive was 11 days. They had 13,000 additional dollars pledged, and 10,700 of it was paid. So those post-drive pledged days raised an additional 51,145. Again, I'll send all this information in written form, and it can all be shared. None of this is obviously confidential. KPFK for 2026, their drives were a bit longer. Their winter drive was from February 10th through March 6th for a total of 25 days. They had a goal of $200,000. They had 85% of their goal through pledges of $170,300. And of those 870,000 pledged, 92% of that was paid at $156,451. Their spring drive goal was May 5th through May 29th, also 25 days. They had a goal of 200,000. 81% of their goal was pledged at 163,000, and 95% of the pledge were paid at 155,000. Their summer drive was 18 days from July 21st through August 7th. They had a goal of 180,000. They had 73% of their goal pledged at 131, and they had total paid of their pledges 90% at 118. They have a really good pay rate, actually, of their pledges, which is interesting. I'll have to kind of ask Ace how they do that. So they had a total of three drives for a total of 68 days. Their total goal of those three drives was 580,000. Of that 580,000, they had 80% of the goal pledged at 465,000. And of that 465,000 in pledges, they had 92% of their pledges paid at 430,000. These are all figures as of today, September 8th. KPFT, Sandy did it tight. I don't have the actual dates, but I can get those from him. If I can ask him to expound a little bit more on it. They held fund drives in October, February, and May for a total of 60 days. They had a total, their total raised was 450,000. They raised 300,000 in sustaining pledges, and their next fund drive will be October 15th through November 4th. For a goal of 195,000. So I'll ask him what those details were with how much money they had asked for. And often they usually always reach their goals. And when they do reach their goal, they stop the pledge drive. That's kind of the incentive for the listeners. Help us reach our goal. And if we reach it, we'll stop it. WBAI had a year-end fund drive of December 1st through January 7th. They had a goal of $200,000, and they raised $212,000. Their spring fund drive was April 1st through May 1st. They had a goal of $120,000, and they raised $135,000. They are in the midst of a... Well, it says through now. I don't know. I'll double check. with Bob. The summer drive had a goal of 200,000, started July 20th. It says through now. So I'll have to check their website to see. It might still be going on. Out of the 200,000, they've raised 135,800 as of today. And over the weekend, they were very excited. They received a $40,000 donation from one individual that they've been stewarding and working with for quite some time. So he said that was a record for them. So we'll be sending thank you notes and such to that individual. WPFW has had five drives, 71 days on the air. They've had a total of $945,000 in their goals out of those five drives. They've raised $870,000, which is average of reaching 92% of goal. Their first drive was October 12th through November 1st. It was 21 days. Of a goal of 250,000, and they raised 214,000. Their end of year pledge drive was December 14th through December 20th. It was 7 days long. They had a goal of 95,000, and they raised 106,409, went over their goal. Their February drive was from February 14 through February 27. It was 14 days. Their goal was 175,000 and they raised 188,000. Their spring drive was May 3rd through the 17th, which was 15 days, a goal of 250,000 and they raised 161. Their most recent drive was August 2nd through August 15th. It was 14 days long. Their goal was 175,000 and they raised 200,753. They have two more fund drives left in calendar year 2026. One will be October 11th through October 24th. It will be 14 days long with a goal of 150,000. And they'll have an end of year drive, end of calendar year drive, December 13th through the 19th, 7 days long, and it will be a $105,000 goal. Shana wrote two notes for the committee. It says May and August include a challenge grant and an online giving program alongside the on-air pledges, matching the August figure in my PNB report. So I will add, Shannon provided a lengthy PNB report for me for the last PNB meeting, but I didn't get reports from everybody, so I had not included that, so I'll include that in this. And she said, there is a pattern worth seeing. Our two 250,000 goals both were missed. Every drive we set at $175,000 or less come in over, which is why in October we are setting a goal at $150,000 and December at $105,000. So they have a lot of fun drives throughout the year, and I think Shana at this point is the whole team is kind of determining if we set the goal too high, we don't make it. But if we set the goal better realistically, then we reach that goal. So, they are trying to determine this at that point. So it's kind of interesting to see everything all on one page. And again, I will put this out. I'll probably do it in a list form and then probably do it in a spreadsheet, something just to make it easy for everybody to see, because people absorb information differently, and interesting just to see how many pledge drives some of the stations have, and then the additional things that they have in, like the birthday drives, and WPFW had quite a few fun drives this past year with more to come. So
I really, really appreciate the work you're putting into this. This is exactly what we really need to do, and see if we're going to offer any financial advice or suggestions or just tracking it, how we're doing, throughout the course of the year. I'm probably not totally, because that's a lot of information. I'm probably not totally, aware of everything that you've just said, but it sounds to me like we're not quite hitting our goal for the most part. Are we getting enough to pay our bills?
The major bills are getting paid. The payroll is getting paid. Health benefits are getting paid. All of our legal bills are getting paid. Any sort of licensing, tower repairs, those kind of things are getting paid. You know, but it's kind of like living from paycheck to paycheck. If you have a major car issue or an appliance breakdown, that may affect your family budget for a while if you haven't prepared for it. So that's where we are.
That's better than where we were, my friend.
Exactly.
Oh, Lordy. I see our Paul Martin. You recognize, sir?
Okay. Yes, WBAI has, let me get back to it. 135,800 of 200,000. It says 68%. And yes, we're still going. And, that's about all I know. I haven't gotten a whole lot of information about what we're doing, and I just pitch every program. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on and any big plans going forward from that.
Thank you for your report from the front. Are there any other questions?
And I will get a breakdown too also, because I received one, I think, in two ED reports ago regarding WBAI buddies. So I will pull that information from prior reports or give Bob a call and ask what those numbers are as well.
He just said in the September one, he said that it's growing, and he goes back to the fact that there's all these 5 million households and,
right,
lots of stuff that I've heard lots of times before. So there are no data there, but,
okay.
I'm sure that you'll get them.
Yeah.
Any other questions from anybody else? Let's move the agenda then.
Question?
Yeah, we have no more questions, right?
That's not on this. Are we going to do the, approval of minutes?
Yes. Why don't we approve the minutes?
Okay.
Is there any objection to having the minutes approved as they are?
Well, okay. Did people
you
get
You did send
my...
in all your corrections, right, Paul?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Who suggested, you know, we approved with the corrections of Bobby Martin?
Great. Any objection? Hearing no objection, let's move on. Next on the agenda, Aki? I mean, I could actually pull it up myself. It's over here.
The only thing, Fred, is that... just that we have, it looks like we're having a good mechanism for, you know, monthly financial, what you always requested, Fred, was you wanted a regular financial report coming in. It seems to be that that's actually been taking place where Stephanie actually is talking to the GMs and getting all that information. Is that what you want, Fred?
I was hoping that this process could kind of automate itself, that when Stephanie would approach, you know, talk to the GMs and they would be given a certain expectation that they would, like any other rational adult, finally come around to making that a habit.
Right. Well, that's what I think should happen too, that it should come to you or to the finance committee.
She can go directly to the finance committee or she can come to me, either one. And I've given her my commitment to go through the ED reports and pull out the financial data I have and send it as I did, this morning.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing, was a report on status of the audits on track. Do you want to talk about KPFK finances other than what you've already given us? Stephanie?
No. I mean, we are still fine tuning the plan on what we need to do to help get everything back on track. So Ace and I do chat quite often. We have a standing weekly call, if not more often, that we talk during the week, just to kind of, we're going through all potential options. It's like good old school brainstorming where every idea is no idea is a bad idea. And we talk about the pros and the cons and we are trying to figure something, you know, something out for long-term change.
Good. Those of you who aren't on the PNB need to know that ACE has put together a really interesting program that visually, shows us exactly where the stations are and where they can grow. And we are currently discussing making that system wide so that you can see in a moment, where we're growing, where we're not growing, and what we need to address, which really has me excited a lot. Stephanie, you also, I've heard mention of, well, actually you said it one of your notes or maybe today, that there are three stations that want to buy some buildings.
Three. Well, technically, I don't know about WBAI, so maybe technically two, but yes, there are capital. We are talking about the possibility of what we can do to get a new location, ultimately buying a location, but looking for a different location for both WPFW and KPFK. So part of the solvency plan that we have for KPFK is just location and mapping out where could we move, can we move, should we move, do we rent, do we purchase, do we lease, do we partner, you know, and those are the kind of things. Nothing is set in stone. Everything is being discussed. Everything is being mapped out with the pros and the cons. But yes, that is definitely what we are looking at. And we have set up separate accounts. There's been a building relocation fund for WPFW that's been set up for quite some time. So they have just a standalone account. So anything that comes in for any sort of relocation costs goes into that account. And KPFK has, in addition to their regular banking account for general operations, their transmitter repair fund, and then also we'll be building starting up a relocation fund for them as well.
Damn, we're in good shape.
We're trying.
Compared to where we were a couple years ago, mm-hmm. We're flying. Well, I don't have anything else on my agenda here. We are going to do this 6-month network report because of the KPFA data glitch, but that's moving forward and that's in good hands. Members of the committee, are there any other questions you would like to ask the ED or any other issues you would like to address?
R. Paul? Yeah, okay, so that means the income statement isn't happening yet, but do we have a projection? Remember, I kept saying, hey, we got to get that income statement that goes for however long and get one out, so that we could see how the stations are doing. And then there were problems with it. And then you said, okay, that's going to be happening soon. Is there any projection of when that might happen?
End of year.
I was on the phone with Markeisha for multiple things today, at least like 5 or 6 different times. So we did talk about getting that out, but at the same time, we're also working on budgets because we're already starting our fiscal year. So, I mean, in October, yeah. So we're behind at this point where we were last year. So we are working on getting the budgets done. So those, it's really just, you know, spreading everybody just a little too thin. So I have a feeling that everybody will get bombarded with a lot of different spreadsheets within the next couple of weeks.
I'll note that last year we went through the October 1st deadline anyway, and I think it was January before we got the last budget done. But yes, so you're saying end of calendar year or fiscal year?
Fiscal year was July, wasn't it?
No.
No, fiscal year ends this month.
Okay.
We did receive, I mean, we had budgets that were submitted. Pretty much every budget had been submitted prior to the end of the fiscal year or the very first week of the fiscal year, but it took a while for the committee to get through all of them. But we will not have, I mean, we started working on the budgets a couple of weeks ago, and we work on them in between.
Putting out fires everywhere else.
Yeah, so.
All right, because it's helpful if we could have, you know, it would have been helpful if we could have the income statements and look at that and look at the budgets and, you know, compare apples and apples. Okay, so you're saying end of year, calendar year.
I would say sooner than that, but I'm not going to pinpoint anything.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so much better than we were last year, and we are putting into place programs that will actually allow us to keep track of what income and expenses are, which is the responsibility of the NFC. I'm excited. I'm very, very pleased. Any other questions or any other statements that anybody needs to make? Can I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
So moved.
So Myla seconds.
So moved. I'll see you guys, I guess the first meeting that the NFC will be after we get a lot of more of this data, and that will be the second Tuesday in October.
Thanks, everyone.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you all for showing up and doing this work. Especially you, Stephanie.
thanks to the GMs for handing everything over today in a timely manner.
Great. I can't wait to see you. You said you sent something out today, right? That couple hours ago?
Yeah. Well, right after I got the email this morning. So I sent it out at, I think I got that around 12:30 or 1.
Okay. I'll go look because I didn't see anything.
Where did you send it, Stephanie?
Oh, I received an email today asking that the fund drive history for this past fiscal year be presented to the NFC tonight.
Right. But where did you send it to us?
I didn't send it to you. I sent it to the general managers.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So the information that they sent to me, which is that I got the last one 6 minutes before the meeting started, I will put that together in a more readable visual form. And then send that out to everybody with the ED report from the PNB meeting this past Thursday.
Thank you. I was looking for your report and couldn't find it.
I'll send out another one for you.
Well, everybody have a wonderful night. We'll see you at the next PNB meeting, unless we're going to be at the KPFA LSB meeting, which is tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.